Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
The Radio Family Charity was started to get immediate assistance to the TJ and Riggins Radio Family in times of need. Whether that was bringing Christmas to the town of Old Fort, North Carolina, or to the Appalachian Mountain area after Hurricane Helene, the Radio Family Charity is here to help. The Radio Family Charity would not be possible without great sponsors like FS Drinks Simple Boba. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for more information.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, it's Friday where we are right now. I don't know where it is where you are listening to this. If you're listening on a podcast,
right?
It's Friday.
Happy Friday, TGIF. Mm. Did I tell you I found out what TGIF meant when ABC put on that block of programming? It doesn't mean thank God it's Friday. Since it was thank goodness it's funny.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Oh, no.
I know. It wrecked my whole childhood.
Yeah. Because I had a problem with it being false advertising because a lot of it wasn't funny.
Oh, stop it. These were great shows.
They were good shows. Point. But, I mean.
Good wholesome.
Right. But family. I'm just saying, I'm trying to think of how many horse laughs I got out of them, you know, back then. They were good. You know, the Urkel was a little corny. But I laughed at it. It was okay.
Never liked Urkel.
I liked Step by Step. I think was my favorite one. But no, I liked Perfect Strangers too. That was were y'all too young for that TGI Friday?
Yeah, it was a little bit before
TGIF. But yeah, but you know, you gotta think. I was out tomcatting on Fridays,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know,
being a cat daddy.
What you doing? Hey, you damn right, cat daddy. Cat. Look at you, cat daddy, out there.
You ain't watching
catting around.
Not watching Urkel.
Yeah.
You're catting. That boy's catting around.
You ain't messing with just the 10 of us.
Just the 10 of
us. You remember that
one? Yeah.
Yeah,
sure. It's funny.
Yeah, so the TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Phrase came out in the 70s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when people used that all the time, and there was a disco song called "Thank God It's Friday." Thank God it's Friday.
Ooh.
It was really kind of funky disco song, and then they made a movie about it.
Oh,
being a movie set at the disco, and all, which was at a certain point in the 70s, that's what everything was about: disco, and that lasted about 2 years, and then boom. It was killed. Disco music as a genre was killed by Chicago DJs on the radio.
Yeah,
Chicago
right.
DJ on the radio.
Yeah.
With a big stunt where they took all the disco albums. You bring a disco album to the White Sox game, and then they ran over them with a steamroller or blew them up or something.
Did they blow them up? I remember them being like in the outfield, and there was a fire.
It caused a big...
Oh my God.
Maybe the fans started the fire or something. I don't remember, but it turned out to be a big hoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
Bad
Why do
business.
I picture Ace would have wanted it that way?
He'd be tearing up telling the story of those guys and what they did.
He'd love that.
Yeah.
It's so dramatic. I hate it.
But, you know, back then that was just. National news. It was an event.
Was Saturday Night Fever before this all happened?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
That John Travolta?
Yeah. Because that was like a big disco movie.
Saturday Night Fever is what really set it into motion as a trend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was huge.
You weren't into that at all, right?
Oh, yeah. I was little, and I had that whole – the Saturday Night Live soundtrack – I had on album, you need to get them back then, just albums or 8-track tapes. And I had the albums, and it was a 3-album set
of songs from Saturday Night.
And it was all the Bee Gees, right?
No, it wasn't Bee Gees. It was all the music that they played in the movie, like when they were in the club and they, you know, just, I mean, incredible. And the Bee Gees was, I mean, that was the main part of it. Mm-hmm. And I love watching, well, we can talk about this later. We're going to do the, in case you missed it, replay from yesterday coming up. And then after that, we can talk about this other stuff that I was, you know, think's pretty interesting in regards to the Bee Gees and the disco and all of that. So in case you missed it, replay is coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's Tech D Rob, and I'm always looking for deals on food. And one of the things I don't get to talk about enough are sweets. Well, Molly B's cookies are about to take care of both of those things. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the Molly B's logo to get 10% off these huge cookies. Lots of great flavors to choose from. The Big Joe, the Pina Colada, and the Hot Mess, which has Flamin' Hot Cheetos in it. And those are just a few of the current selections. It's always a good time for cookies, especially with the holidays coming. Get the best deal on Molly B's cookies now at tjriggins.com/deals and just click on the Molly B's logo.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, my wife Jody continues to talk about how great these painless stilettos from Protégé Footwear are. They were developed by a woman from MIT, and Jody says that they are absolutely painless. You can save 30% on them right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. It's almost like getting three pairs of shoes in one because you can switch out the straps on them. So 30% off, tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ for Jody's painless stilettos.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. The Week in Review is sponsored by Liqueur, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know something is embarrassing for a person when people who don't even know that person feel for him when hearing the story. It's like, oh, yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah, you'll poor cringe. Poor guy. You cringe.
So Riggins brought us that story yesterday, and it's today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents, in case you missed it, here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
My name is Riggins. It's no secret I have stomach problems. They've been well documented on the show. I've got a weak stomach.
Mm-hmm.
This is my nightmare. A guy posted this on the internet. I took out this girl that I've been crushing on for like 2 years. Finally secured the first date after getting her number. Went to a fancy restaurant. At one point during the date, had some stomach problems. And I went to the bathroom and used the bathroom. And I was walking back to the table, a little boy stood up at a nearby table and said, "Mom, that's the poo-poo man." In front of the whole restaurant.
Poo-poo man.
Mom, that's the poo-poo man. I would die. I would die. I just... Unreal.
Oh my, that's, and kids say anything. You can't trust a kid.
Yeah, but I wouldn't trust me after that. I'd go probably try to go fight that kid. I'm like, shut you, you don't know how long I've been working for this. I'll kill you.
Oh my God.
But all you had to say was, what is that kid
talking about? Who's he talking
about? Yeah,
yeah. Unless he's like, you know, sweating maybe or, you know, flustered.
I'd be like, kids like the word poop, but he's just talking to himself.
Yeah.
But true. I mean, he had to be gone, you know, long enough to where she probably figured it out anyway, right?
I would imagine, because there was that story we shared on the show years ago where a guy had to use the bathroom during a date and he had to text his date and say, like, it's not going well. Like, I think he lightened it up a little bit, but he's like, I'm having some problems. Uh-huh. Which has got to be the worst thing. Worst thing ever.
I would have put in that text, and I've already taken the liberty of ordering an Uber for you.
Yeah.
Because I can't come back out and face you. So please go home with my apologies. Take all of the leftovers on the table.
I hope. Would you try to? Is that the end of communication, or would you try to say, or text her later and apologize again, and then maybe try to work back into it? Or would you be embarrassed?
I'd probably be so embarrassed. I would just move on.
Is it different if it's the girl that this happened to?
Oh, yeah. A guy wouldn't care at all.
Probably find it funny.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait to tell his buddies about it.
Yeah.
But the girl would probably be devastated as well.
100%.
You think she would be more embarrassed than a guy would be?
Well, this has happened to me, and I have a story, so.
Okay. Ooh, well.
Of course it's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we don't have, but like, can you do it in 20 seconds?
No.
Okay.
Do it on Extra Funny.
All right.
Today.
Okay. So
does that work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Make sure it was extra funny.
Oh. Yeah. Waka waka.
Oh. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
New Radio is your new marketing, advertising, and influencing dream option. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. The future of advertising is here. tjriggins.com/explosion.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay. I was about to say a few minutes ago, but we didn't have time in that segment. And then we had to do the In Case You Missed It replay. If we don't do that where it's supposed to go, we get fired. I don't know. But I was going to say one of the things that I enjoy doing now for entertainment is I like going to these I never go to the YouTube where the main material is, but I'll see the edited versions on Instagram of these accounts where young, usually black kids, black teenagers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to older music, or they listen to white people music that they've never heard for the first time, and you get their reaction to it. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a couple of them with teenagers who knew the Bee Gees, because we were talking about the Bee Gees. They knew, like, Staying Alive.
Yeah, that's the one.
But when they see the video of it, the part that freaks them out is that the Bee Gees are white.
Oh, really?
They say, all this time I've been listening to this song. My mama played a song my whole life, and I never knew they were white. I always thought they were black. I never thought the Bee Gees sounded black. Did you think they sounded black?
I don't know that I... No, I don't think so. I just remember those high pitched voice. There was nothing I had ever heard like those guys that sang like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's like Justin Timberlake said, you know, in kind of an overly dramatic statement, their voices are trumpets.
Okay. A little. They're like heaven's trumpets.
Their voices are their trumpets.
What does that mean? Their voices are their voices.
I guess they do kind of sound like a trumpet.
Oh, because they literally sound like a trumpet.
Okay, yeah.
But the song Too Much Heaven, you know, it's a really slow love song or, you know, those types of things. I never thought they sounded black, but every one of these kids, their same reaction. They know the music. A lot of times they don't even know the music. It's the first time they're hearing it, but they knew, and they're looking at the video of it.
Yeah. That does happen every once in a while. You hear a song and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that person was white or that person was black. You didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
and they always love Chris Stapleton.
You know, yeah, Chris Stapleton is a bit.
Yeah.
Tennessee Whiskey.
And this is one I really like. I've never seen them not like my all-time favorite female vocalist, Karen Carpenter.
They reacted to that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like she had one girl, the girl looked to be about 16 or 17 in tears. She was just listening, going, this is the most beautiful thing.
Really?
Oh, I love that.
We've only just begun to live. It's just, I mean, there's no getting around the fact that she had an angelic voice. I mean, just, you know, her voice was a trumpet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think all in all, and I was thinking about that, I think that she would be my all-time favorite female vocalist.
Yeah, you love her.
Carpenter, yeah.
You really love her.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's a good one.
How did you stumble on Karen Carpenter? Your mom, I mean, was that, she just popular at the time you were?
When I was little, she was, you know, in the 70s and all.
Yeah.
But yeah, my mom was all into music. Still is.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that stuff I was introduced to by my mom when we'd sit around and I'd do her hair on Saturdays.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, two things became pretty clear to me yesterday, and I'll go one by one here. First, I think I'm fat enough where I need to start looking into getting overalls. I saw the fattest guy over at the grocery store, and he was wearing overalls, and I thought, well, that is a look you just don't see often off the farm, you know, in suburbia where I live. Right. And I thought, you know what? There's probably value in having overalls. You just button them up. And if you're fat, like you don't have to worry about pants. I've never had a pair of overalls.
And then you don't even have to. They have little buttons on the side of them.
Yeah.
You just leave those flapping. out there, man.
Just live comfortably.
It's freedom.
It is freedom. And I'm not at a weight where I wear anything that's going to look good on me. So it's like I'm not giving up. I'm going to get in shape eventually, but right now I just think that would be nice for a couple months. Just, I'm overall guy.
Yeah. But if you're going to wear them and that's going to be your go-to garments, you have to pronounce it overhauls. Overhauls. He don't wear nothing but overhauls all the time. Overhauls.
It just works with the outfit.
Now, there's a guy, he's one of the casts of the show Swamp People.
Yeah.
And he also, he does cooking videos on social medias and all. He never wears anything but overhauls with no shirt.
Ooh.
And in the summer when it's hot, he cuts off his overhauls to be short-legged breeches. So overhauls, no shirt, big pot belly. I mean, every bit of his weight is just in that big belly sticking out.
Yeah.
And then in the summer, he cuts off the legs of his overhauls.
Right at the knee.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's a look.
Oh.
I'm going to kindly ask not to do that. Thank you.
You don't think that's a good look?
Or Riggins, just don't get overhauls. That's what I'm asking.
Okay. But I think they look comfortable.
If I saw you in a pair of overhauls, oh, man. I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that.
I might invest. Maybe I'll go to Goodwill or something, see if I can find, you know, discounted ones just to test them out, you know, give them a run.
your money.
That was the first thing that occurred to me. Maybe I'm too fat. The other thing was eye-opening. It was a subtle sign that I'm getting older because a woman shared on social media, she goes, you know how you know you're old? I asked my students to email me a class project and they said, how did you get your name as your Gmail address? She goes, what? She goes, they have, it's your full name at gmail.com. And she goes, it never occurred to me that I got a Gmail account, you know, early years ago. Now you can't get your name because there's so many Gmail addresses. You got to add like 123 exclamation point at gmail.com.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And I've got my name as my Gmail account.
Same. Whoa. Yeah.
That's a subtle sign you're getting. Well, like I was an early adopter of Google email.
What's funny is somebody a long time ago told me, set up a Gmail account for your kids with their name. So I did.
Did you really?
So now both of my kids have their names as Gmail, just in case. I mean,
that's a new thing too. Did you start them a social media account or anything, like secure them an Instagram account?
No, I just did emails. And what I started doing was writing them letters. Well, how old am I? Writing them emails, attaching pictures of like just memories.
Well, that's sweet.
Because they, yeah.
And they'll be able to open that Google account one day and get all those emails from their mom.
Yeah, and if something ever happens to me, they'll see, you know, I mean, not to make it too deep, but.
Yeah, that's super sweet.
Yeah.
That's great.
So sweet.
But they're not old. They're little kids. I'm just old and fat.
I see you in overhauls in the dark room checking your email.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, we were just discussing the important issues of the day. Little hard-hitting news. Lindsay is wearing a Lululemon trucker-type hat today. If you want to see on the videos, you can see it. It matches her whole outfit of green. Mm-hmm. And she was telling us a trick that my wife taught her so your ears don't look like they're sticking out on the hat. And I didn't even know that my wife knew this trick.
Oh, she knows it. She knows a lot of good tricks.
Because it's hard to cover up those big taxicab ears that she's got. She got
Does she have big ears?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, well, I was like, I haven't noticed that.
I'm kidding. So you usually wear it over your ears, right? Your husband picks on you because you wear the hat over your ears, pull it down far. But this one, you can't do that. So I'm sorry, keep interrupting you. But Jody told you to do what?
No, you're fine. Yeah. So basically, when you have a hat like you guys that's like shorter, that your ears do stick out, you take your index fingers, go above your ear, put out a little bit of hair.
Yeah.
And just cover your ears so they don't.
So create, you know, just a little bit of a blind of your ear, like a camouflage.
Yes, I like to call it a little wisp of hair, and she taught me that. Yep.
But why are you trying to cover up your ears in the first place?
Because they're elf ears. A and B. The Aldo hats that I normally wear just sit over my ears because they're so deep, you know. Okay. These are so I'm not used to my ears like sticking out.
Yeah. So the hat comes down behind her ear and then it kind of pushes them out a little bit.
Oh,
and, you know,
okay.
Lindsay is so self-conscious about her ears.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And toes and everything else. Yeah. But yeah, I don't love my ear. They're tiny. They're like abnormally tiny.
I've never noticed
that. You haven't?
No.
Yeah.
Her ears are small?
Yeah. They're like, they look like the size of Chiclets.
Really?
Yeah, a little piece, like a little dentine gum.
Can you see these?
You see?
They don't look abnormally.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't think they're abnormal, but I do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's just me.
Yeah. So, you know how she is about all of that stuff.
She's very self-conscious.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, I know how they're small. I went to get my cartilage pierced, at the top of my ear.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was getting like two cute ones. And I was like, I want that. That's super cute. She's like, we don't really have enough room up there.
you can only do one.
And I was like, okay, so I got one. And that just messed me up for life, you know? Yeah,
no, I think that was a blessing from the Jesus.
Yeah, maybe.
You didn't need two. Up there.
Right. And,
but you have a thick cartilage up there too. So she that must did. Have had to pierce it with a crossbow.
It's got to be tough getting any criticism from somebody at the piercing pagoda. So, you know, like that's just not something you want to.
I think that's where we were.
Afterthoughts.
Yeah.
Or is it? Yeah. Is that Afterthoughts or Claire's that used to do it in the mall? Those.
I got mine at Claire's.
Yeah, I did too.
But Afterthoughts is an OG, TJ, and I'm glad you brought that up because that's where I grew up shopping.
Okay, well.
It's an OG.
Well, it's always a forethought for me. Not an afterthought. Hang on, we got more coming.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Our little area here where we live in the Charlotte, North Carolina area made the national news. I don't know if y'all saw this. Uh-uh. Because there's a guy in the, I think this happened in the Matthews Monroe area of Charlotte, a 51-year-old man called 911. Because a shorty fire was burning on the dance floor, from what I understand. You get it? Yeah. Somebody call 911. Shorty fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa.
Good song.
He said, I've been locked in a storage unit for about a week now, and I just found my phone. So the operator asked if he was still stuck inside. He said, yes, my girlfriend locked me in here. She doubled up my lock.
What?
Just need out of here. I can't breathe. I haven't had nothing to drink or anything, end quote. Emergency crews rushed to the unit, freed the man, and got him to the hospital for treatment. He was dehydrated, but they say he's going to be okay. Investigators say that the couple got into an argument, and she told him to get something out of the back of the unit. So he crawled back there, and she slammed the door, shouted, this is what you get, locked it, and left. Never went back. He was in there from Thursday, the 20th, until this past Monday, 4 days. One official said that they truly believe that she intended for him to die inside.
Oh my gosh.
The unit is described as a quote hoarder's paradise, and it was stuffed so full that the things started falling out when they forced the door open to get him out of there. Things just started falling out of it. So it makes sense that he couldn't find his phone in that mess.
What a nightmare.
He'd been reaching around, searching around, feeling around for 4 days trying to find his phone. The girlfriend is 52-year-old Robin Deaton, and she was arrested and charged with attempted murder and kidnapping. But they say that the guy has since changed his story, claiming that she accidentally shut him inside and didn't know that he was in there. But it sounds like the police are not buying that, and that he's the victim of domestic violence.
He's got a hold on him.
And Alexis is here. If you're hearing a voice that doesn't match, that doesn't match a human.
But how could he not? Shut up. How could he not like knock on the door? There was no one else in the storage unit.
I guess not. Hey, I'm sure he did knock a lot, but if there's nobody around, you can't hear him.
But why change your story in hopes that he's going to get her back?
Yeah,
you would want to be back with that woman. Yeah,
that's what happens in domestic violence cases.
Yeah, I don't want her going to jail. I mean. All I wanted to do was get out. That's probably what he's thinking. I just want to get out. And I got out. I'm okay now. We'll work it out.
Poor guy.
That man's addicted to that girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't know. I wouldn't have felt, I've fallen for the trick though. Climb to the back of that. See, and that's why in my relationship with my wife after 30 years, she would automatically be the one crawling into the back of a storage unit, you know, that's full to go retrieve something. I'm not going back there.
Hell no.
So we've already got those roles established. So if she told me to do it, then I would know something was up.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, what are you trying to pull, Jody?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't she like you going under the house and stuff? You need to get under that house and start checking things. You might want to be careful.
Yeah,
we know what she's doing.
Trying to get me killed by a spider.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's a top story today.
Right, hold on a second. We got some people will know if they don't, if they're just listening and they hear other voices. We have two ladies on the show today at the same. Well, we have Lindsay, one lady, and then Alexis is here as well. So if you hear the extra voices, that's why.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Top story today, these new details about the death of Gene Hackman, legendary American actor who passed away earlier this week. We learned the news earlier this week at the age of 95, but yesterday, all these details started to come out. So he's 95, he's married to a woman in her 60s. They were found deceased in their home along with their German Shepherd. Well, yesterday we find out that the front door was ajar when police arrived, that pills were scattered around the sink in the room where his wife was found. They were, quote unquote, mummified when the police arrived.
Yeah, sir, hands and feet. Stage of mummification, yeah.
Yeah, and an expert said that might take days to probably weeks to happen. So just a lot more coming out, and that they have ruled it as suspicious.
I told you that when they first came out and said it didn't look like foul play or anything, that's just so they can get their breath. The detectives can go in there and catch their breath and just keep the media at bay for a day or whatever.
Yeah.
So then they could really get in there and start investigating.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it just was too simple, you know.
Yeah.
And again, but that's my, you know, I'm considered the, I don't know, the I am, Alexis. Okay. I'm considered the country's best amateur detective.
The whole country.
And profiler.
All right.
So I knew something was amiss.
You did, from that. The moment you heard about this.
Well, I said it yesterday, whenever it broke.
Yeah.
And I knew it before it happened.
Yeah.
I knew something was up before it even happened.
What was that, Lindsay?
Watch enough murder, so.
Yeah. Well, that is true. He does involve himself in that space. But they also said two other dogs were found on the property, both alive. But the dog that passed away was apparently in a kennel inside a closet.
What?
It was a German Shepherd, and it probably was not able to get food or water during that time. But the other two dogs were alive and healthy. But again, the door was ajar. So if they were able to get out of the house and find something to eat, I would imagine that's what happened. But yeah, this has turned into kind of a weird story rather than just a simple, you know, carbon monoxide accidental death.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be a Netflix documentary soon about it.
I would imagine that seems to be the trend.
Well, producers have already contacted me as a consultant for the documentary. So, you know, I told them they got to get in line, you know.
You'll just be a consultant or something? Or do you want to be on camera?
I'm already on so many of these things as a consultant.
Right.
And choreographer.
Sure, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. We're working on the crime documentary musical.
That's what's happening. And then one other story, much more lighthearted news. Katy Perry is going to space along with Gail King as part of a all-female space crew. Yeah. This was announced yesterday. What a squad. Gail King, and Oprah's best friend.
Lauren Sanchez is the one that came up with the whole plan.
Lauren Sanchez, Jeff Bezos's fiance, who is just a firecracker. Yeah, she's dynamite.
Ladies, you remember her from the inauguration. In the white outfit with her boobs to the moon and hanging out.
Her boobs went to the moon. Now she's going to the moon herself. So everybody's going to the moon. Oh, we got more coming up.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
If you want to grab one of those, Ace would have wanted it that way, this way. What is it?
Ace would have wanted it that way.
Ace would have wanted it that way. I've said it so much that it's, If you want your own t-shirt or hoodie, head over to tjriggins.com/deals, pick up one, or you can get the hoodie version of it as well. We have it in a couple colors, and it all benefits Peyton's Promise, and it's a great way to carry a little bit of Ace with you throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Which we're all trying to do.
Yeah.
But Ace was on my mind yesterday because there's a viral TikTok trend. Did you know, TJ, that a lot of people, specifically baby boomers, have salad bars in their home?
Yeah, I've heard that as a thing, yeah.
What?
Commercial style, whatever those are called, that holds the salad bar in their homes.
Okay, that's a lot of work.
It does seem like a lot of work. It seems like it's mostly happening in the Midwest. Yeah. To Utah.
Well, you have a lot of people over all the time visiting, and you just put the stuff out on that, like a little Freshtastics bar.
I would love that, actually.
And the kids of the boomers are documenting it all on TikTok. They're like, you're not going to believe what my parents have in their house. And then they go over there, and the first thing I do when I get to my parents' house, I make a salad. I'm like, what is that? And sure enough, it's got the, you know, the helmet. the topper on it. So the, like, a lot of people have salad bars in their house.
Oh my, think about how many gross salad bars too. You need to be cleaning that.
You assume they're going to be, it's going to be fancy, but some of these look like they've been around since 1965 and they got it from a out of business Pizza Hut. I mean, it's not, it's not as glamorous as some of them sound. But a lot of people are doing that. Ace always wanted his own wrestling ring in his house. Which is weirder, having a salad bar or a wrestling ring in your house?
Hello, I thought the salad bar thing was what really reminded you of him, because he would have killed to have had a salad bar in his house.
He absolutely would have.
Like, the next T-shirt, the next T-shirt in his honor should actually read, "I love a good salad." I mean, how many times a day did he say that?
Yeah.
Nay, how many times an hour did he say, "I love a good salad"?
Yeah, all the time.
"I love a good salad," or either, "I love a good sandwich."
Yeah.
A few things better than a good sandwich.
Yeah.
Like anyone says, "I want a bad salad."
Right.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I prefer the bad ones.
But which one would you be more surprised to see? If somebody had a wrestling ring in their backyard or a salad bar?
I would be more surprised to see the salad bar, because you've heard of people who are all into wrestling and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah,
literally backyard wrestling. Now, what would you like to have in your house? Like, to me, since I was a kid, I've wanted a soda fountain in my house. And you can find a few YouTube videos of people doing it. It's a lot of work and it seems very expensive. But I think that would be the coolest thing in your kitchen, to have like a Diet Coke on out of the fountain. That would be sick.
Gene Smart's character on the show Hacks has a Coke machine in her house.
Really?
Fountain Coke machine, yeah, in her kitchen.
I love that.
And she goes to it all the time.
Yeah, probably just like a regular soda fountain.
That Freestyle's overrated.
I think so.
Is it the one that does all the different types? Yeah. And the sodas never taste right, ever.
Oh, they taste delicious.
Like, to me, that's like the Alexa version of Coke machine. It's just like, you don't need all that stuff. I don't. I would never have a use for all of it. But it goes back to millennials. You know, I always say, if there is a piece of technology available, whether it benefits them or not, millennials think they have to use it.
Yeah.
So that's why millennials freak out over that Freestyle Coke machine thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
it's there and I can use it. And
love to see it. So,
I do a soft serve machine.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I would soft serve with the sprinkles on the side, all the condiments.
That's a great one.
Yeah, you would want sprinkles.
I would want sprinkles.
Gross.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.